This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Coming up, your devices at the border. We're going to tell you that there may be a little bit of good news. As I understand it, I haven't read the story, but Daryl and Chris, you guys both had similar versions of the same news piece.
Same story, yeah.
From different sources.
Different sources, yeah.
That came in tonight. And so that's always an indicator that we should talk about that thing. And we're going to do that coming up. But since we were talking about cannabis, there is interesting news out of nearby Vermont. We do this show from New Hampshire. And it looks like Vermont might be beating New Hampshire to the punch. Of course, New Hampshire has been behind the ball on cannabis legalization for the rest, the last decade.
First in the nation. We're the first in the nation, Ian.
You mean with the primary, but, not
right,
with
but the politicians,
sensible.
The politicians love to throw out this BS of first in the nation, but yet they never want to be the first to actually do anything.
Well, the BS is live free or die. That's a nice slogan. It looks nice on a license plate, but it's, a little ironic being on a license plate. And it's clearly not live free or die.
A government-issued license plate that they mandate that you have.
If it wasn't for the fact that the Free State Project and all liberty-minded people moving here, I would not be here.
None of us would.
Years ago, it was really interesting.
Why would someone move to the frozen tundra?
Because of the slogan, live free or die. If that were true, but I realized a long time ago that that just wasn't really true.
No.
So if we want it, we got to make it.
Yep, that's true. And so New Hampshire is slowly moving towards potential legalization. There is going to be a vote apparently coming up here next week. It was supposed to happen this week, but the legislature just got back into session for 2018 or came into session for 2018. So you're going to start to see more of what's going on Daryl, your website, libertylobby.info,
yes,
where you're doing a crowdfunded lobbyist thing that you started last year, and this is going to be your second year in full swing on Liberty Lobby. So you're going to be following a lot of different issues, cannabis being one of the myriad of things that you're paying attention to. But it's instructive to see what's been happening in neighboring Vermont. And according to also thehill.com, the Vermont House passed a bill late yesterday, to legalize recreational possession of marijuana just hours after Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded a Department of Justice policy on legal marijuana. Lawmakers voted 81-63 in favor of the bill, which would allow adults over the age of 21 to grow and possess small amounts of legal marijuana beginning in July of this year. The state Senate still needs to approve the measure, but Vermont Governor Phil Scott, who's a Republican, has signaled he will sign the bill.
Interesting.
Now, he did veto a similar measure last year, but if he's saying he's going to sign it, that's a good indicator because, this is a race now, I think, for some of these states. I think they're finally realizing that there is some sort of level of competition. There is a level of pressure that's being placed upon these states, and that pressure is, do you want the revenue or not?
Right, and, in some places you also see that neighboring states have already done this. So, here in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine
through voter initiatives.
Correct.
This would be the first, if this
Vermont
happens.
Vermont does not have voter initiative, right. Neither does New Hampshire.
This would be the first time in the United States, if this goes through, if the Senate and the governor in Vermont pass this, that will be the first legislatively legalized cannabis in the country.
Correct.
So, if that happens, then kudos to Vermont, and hopefully New Hampshire won't drag its feet too long afterwards.
And even California, that was, the first one to wind up putting in the medical cannabis back in the 90s, they waited until all of their neighboring states had wound up legalizing before they did.
They did. That's true. That is true. So we'll see how this all pans out. House members rejected an effort led by Republicans to delay voting on the bill amid reports that Sessions would rescind a Justice Department policy on states legalizing marijuana. The Marijuana Policy Project called the vote an important step. Matt Simon, the New England policy director for the group, said, quote, Vermont is poised to make history by becoming the first state to legalize marijuana cultivation and possession legislatively rather than by ballot initiative. We applaud lawmakers for heeding the calls of their constituents and taking this important step toward treating marijuana more like alcohol. Vermont would become the ninth state to make recreational marijuana legal for adults upon the bill's signing and the first to do it through the state legislature. And then they go on to talk about Sessions, who apparently rescinded an Obama-era policy that ordered U.S. attorneys in states where marijuana has been legalized to deprioritize prosecution of marijuana-related cases.
Right, and we talked about that last night.
You did,
and
okay.
The statement wound up saying, you know, follow the law, but use discretion. Which led me to ask the question numerous times, are we a nation of laws where laws must be followed, or no. Are we a nation where prosecutors and judges and police officers have discretion and they can make stuff up on a whim?
Yes, the latter. I mean, this is not, it's the rule of man in the case of the United States, the whims of politicians and people in power and people who are willing to use violence to get their way.
That's how you and I see it and how most libertarians see it, but it's not how most conservatives wind up seeing things. They wind up, we've got a law, therefore it must be enforced.
Take off the rose-colored glasses, because all you got to go and do is look at your local police department's mission statement. It almost guaranteed will say something about discretion. It's something that the police have had as long as I have been aware. They can use discretion anytime.
Yeah, there's so many laws that go unenforced. And
except for in certain felony cases, but for the most part.
Right, right. There's so many laws. There's more laws on the books that they can even begin to try to enforce.
They don't even know them.
They don't know them. So, the idea that everything has to be enforced is, it's nonsense.
I'm still trying to figure out when the last time somebody was prosecuted for putting something other than milk in a milk container in New Hampshire.
That's
when was the
here.
Last time somebody was prosecuted for collecting seaweed or rockweed at night below the high tide line?
What about the people prosecuted for playing sports on Sunday? Let's go to Stefan in Ohio on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
You know, the legalization of marijuana is something that I think is picking up more steam now than it ever has. But when it comes to Jeff Sessions rescinding that memo, I was just alerted to this yesterday. There's an interesting conflict that comes into play when states legalize marijuana. And that's for people that own firearms.
Yeah, that's true.
Since the background checks are done at a federal level, if you smoke pot in the state where it's legal or have a medical card, your background check is still going to be sent back, because on the federal level, if you smoke marijuana, you can't have a gun. And I have no idea why that's in
place. So don't buy guns through legal channels.
Pretty much. Just buy it privately. Who's going to know?
Well, in some places, it's legal to buy it privately.
That is legal, right?
Well, what I mean by that is don't buy a gun brand new from a gun store. Don't buy a gun
from a gun store. Don't go through the FFL process.
Yeah. Right, right. Just buy it from somebody who wants to sell it to you. But that restricts, obviously, the choices that you have, because it's only your choices are what's available from private sellers.
Right, although, and I don't know if any place has actually wound up passing the mandatory background checks on all transfers, even if you wind up buying from your next door neighbor.
Jeez.
Or if your grandfather gives it to you on your 21st birthday, that's
there
a transfer. You've got to go to an FFL.
There are states that have done that. I know Washington, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Nevada, California. Those are some examples of states that have passed the universal background check law.
That sounds insane.
Or if you want to go on Craigslist and buy a gun from somebody, you can't do that, because then you too will have to go to an FFL dealer. But without a registry, who the heck's going to know anyway?
What I want to know is how is it when you pass somebody else a gun? So if you go shooting with somebody else, you can't hand them the gun to shoot with?
That's the way some of the
transfer.
I know the wording of what Washington voters voted on a couple of years ago. it was written in such a way as to where if we go to the shooting range together and we want to shoot each other's guns, we would have to go to an FFL to hand the guns over.
Wow.
Stefan, if you want to stand by more in moments here, the toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming up, your devices and privacy, or the lack thereof, when you cross the border. You've got some news, Daryl, that you're going to share about that. That's on the way as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're in invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. You're certainly welcome about whatever's on your mind. In fact, off the air, we were just talking a little bit about Bitcoin. Now, if you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, it's not too late to get interested in this. You might be telling yourself that, it's too late. It's $17,000 per Bitcoin. I can't afford that. Well, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin if you want to get into Bitcoin. You can buy a tenth or a hundredth of a Bitcoin. It's completely possible. So that's one of the most important things you need to know. It is not too late. Go to Bitcoin.com. Let me give you an example. If you'd bought a hundredth of a Bitcoin back in August, so just several months ago, it would have been about $25. And that hundredth of a Bitcoin would be worth about $170 right now. So, putting $25, $30, $50, $100 into Bitcoin can pay off if it keeps going up in price, which, of course, there's no guarantees. But if you want to learn the basics, go to Bitcoin.com. That's where you can get some great information about Bitcoin, the very first, world's first cryptocurrency that has taken the world by storm, and you really owe it to yourself to check this out. Bitcoin.com. As we go back to Stefan, he's in Ohio and on via Skype. Stefan, you were talking about some concerns that you have around cannabis legalization and possession of guns, because the federal government and state governments tend to they don't like it when when people try to mix those two worlds.
Well, it's not necessarily the states that have legalized marijuana that have the problem. It's just the
It is. In a lot of places, you are not allowed to have both a medical card and a gun.
Right. Well, because that's a federal.
Is it because it's federal?
Yes.
I can tell you there's plenty of state-level bureaucrats and state politicians who are going to tell you there's a problem with that simply because they believe that marijuana turns you into a maniac who's going to go on a shooting spree. They believe that marijuana is the equivalent of some sort of crazy.
There might be in some state a state level thing as well, but that was probably only passed because it's federally illegal, and a lot of times the feds want the states to have the same laws.
Maybe, but to me, I've seen how these people behave in some of these hearings.
I don't even think it would matter. I don't even think it would matter whether there was a law or not. They'll still argue it.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. Outside of the federal government, these prohibitionists believe that marijuana makes you insane.
Right. And but yet they don't want to wind up taking away the firearms of anybody that winds up going to the liquor store on a regular occasion.
Right.
Somebody that takes a bunch of prescription drugs.
Even though alcohol is far more dangerous, far more deadly, and far more destructive to people's lives, no problem. You got a gun and some beers in the house? No big deal. If you are, drinking at home and there's a gun nearby, no problem. But if you've got marijuana, then they think that you're going to just go insane and start murdering people because marijuana is a crazy psychedelic and it makes it so people can't think straight. And, it's just that ridiculous prohibitionist nonsense, and it is absolute nonsense. Now, I'm not saying you should go and get high before going to shoot. That's probably a bad idea, but
that's a bad idea.
Yeah, mixing the two are not a good idea. That's not what Ian's advocating here.
You don't want to be impaired when you're going to shoot, going to the shooting range or whatever. You don't want to be impaired in any way, shape, or form, but to argue that alcohol is somehow less of an impairment to a gun owner is pretty ridiculous. Nobody should be punished by having their weapons taken away because they like to alter their state of consciousness in a certain form safely.
Well, yeah, and this is the problem with this is this has been built into the background check system since it was established in 1968. And honestly, I find it very outdated.
Oh, really?
Since 1968 is when the GCA passed, and that's what put these background checks into place. Mm. And then I think sometime later it was reformed again, I think under Clinton. But what ended up happening is, since the beginning, you have not been able to smoke marijuana and own a gun. And I think that's very dated, because nowadays marijuana in many states is used as a medicine. And like you said, we aren't taking guns away from people that have prescription oxycodone, which
I would argue
is far more dangerous.
If you want to medicate yourself with this plant, we don't trust you with a gun. But you can go ahead and medicate yourself with any other, you know, number of complete narcotic substances that the government has approved that they, you know, they're going to tell you is so much more safe than using cannabis. It's ridiculous
on
its face.
Let me read the actual wording of the question plus the notation.
The question on the form?
On the 4473, which is the form that you fill out for, you know, purchasing a firearm. Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance?
Oh.
Warning, the use or possession of marijuana remains unlawful under federal law, regardless of whether it has been legalized or decriminalized for medical or recreational purposes in the state where you reside. Now, interesting that they say, or stimulant. So, somebody that drink, say, 3 Red Bulls a day, and they've got a caffeine addiction?
Should they be saying yes to that question?
They have to answer, yet. Are you addicted to caffeine? Yes. Do you go to Starbucks and drink 3 Frappy Mocha Latte Chinos every day?
And if they say no,
you're addicted to caffeine. That's a stimulant. You don't get to own a firearm.
If they say no, is it perjury? Is it a sworn under...
Technically, yes, it's perjury.
Stefan, thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up.
Where
here.
Are the Law and Order people now?
Let's talk to Bad Slave. Hello, Bad Slave.
Go to Starbucks and drink 3.
Oh, you got
to
turn that down. In the background. We can't have that.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. They gave me this new version of Skype, and it sucks.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, yeah. So I have a couple of really quick things to bring up. One of them's you know, when we go into court and they announce the charges, they say, you know, and it's almost 100%, you know, not against an actual harmed victim, but rather against the dignity and peace of the state or something.
The peace and dignity of the state, that's what they have charged you with.
Right. And I, you know.
If you possess marijuana or if you, you know, have some car violation or some other victimless crime.
Hey, Bad Slave, are you being charged with something?
Am I being charged right
now? Yeah, or are we just talking theoretical?
He has been.
He has been.
I don't know if right now.
Okay.
I just did, I'm in the middle of a 3-to-5 for a habitual offender.
Okay. He went to prison for driving in New Hampshire without a government permission slip.
Okay. Years. Congratulations.
Yeah, well,
I mean, on the activism, not on the...
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot to talk about there. Sometime a little later, I will. I'm still on parole, so they're still keeping too close.
What's the difference between parole and probation?
It's a little harsher, and they can...
Really?
I've already gone from one monthly check-ins to... Bi-monthly.
Okay.
So, I know you said
you had a few points. Stand by, Bad Slave. We'll bring you back for that here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at lrn.fm.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, your electronic devices and the security of them, or lack thereof, at the border checkpoints. Daryl's going to tell us more about that, and you can share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind via our toll-free number at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Zencash. Cryptocurrencies are pretty hot right now, but they're where they are because of good technology. There are so many of these, though. How do you really sort out which ones you should put your money behind, which ones that you should get excited about? The technology is important, but anybody can copy the technology. The technology in most of these cryptocurrencies is completely open source, so anybody who wants to come along and copy Zcash's zero-knowledge anonymity programming, they can do that. And so the question is, how do you determine which ones are the best options? To me, I think it's important to look at the ideology of the people behind it. If you've got a bunch of people that are programming a coin, a cryptocurrency, like, let's say, Bitcoin, where there's a bunch of statists that are now programming Bitcoin, whereas with Zencash, you've actually got voluntarists, people who understand the ideas of liberty, people who understand economics. They're the ones who founded Zencash. So, it doesn't have to be an either-or thing. You can have your money in more than one place. But to me, the philosophy behind a coin makes a difference. And they've also got some great tech. So, again, Zencash got founded here in the last year, in 2017, and they implemented zero-knowledge anonymity. So they've got the benefits of Zcash. But they've also got a decentralized autonomous organization to help promote the Zencash currency, which is why they're sponsoring Free Talk Live. And I believe I heard they're sponsoring your shows, Derek.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Over at fpp.cc. Are they on board with all of them? Or
They're on the Daily Newscast.
Excellent.
Plus Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. So fppradio.com.
Right. And I thought it was fpp.cc. Oh, FPP Radio is just the radio show.
Yes.
.com. So zero knowledge anonymity, decentralized autonomous organizations. They're also launching, or they already have, created a secure platform for money and messages. So you can supposedly send, and we've yet to test this. Chris, you said you would be willing to test it with me at some point.
I am. I do have to find the time to actually install it and set it up, but I love where Zencash is,
yeah.
The privacy aspect of it.
The messaging. They have encrypted messaging that's done over a blockchain. And again, that's not the first time that's happened. There's been the ability to do that on the Bitcoin blockchain in the past. I forget what it's called, BitMessage or something like that. So it's not like it's the first time that's happened, but it's all rolled into one now. So you've got the anonymity of the transactions plus anonymous messaging. And they're talking about doing a media distribution at some point in the future as well. So we'll let you know when that becomes a reality. But go to Zencash.com to learn more about a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. It's Zencash.com. Let's go back to Bad Slave. He's on the line. Had some more comments for us. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Howdy.
Yes.
You know, one of the things I thought Demo could bring up in his case is the right at the get-go, he will be there and doing his own objections and what have you. And I don't know what they do in Ohio, but in Massachusetts or New Hampshire, here they actually have you know me, the criminal against you know, versus the peace and dignity of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just,
what a joke.
Well, it's outrageous. And if that's not something right there to object to, and then say, listen, okay, peace and dignity, show me. You know what I mean? Where's the evidence?
Right. What did it look like when you were a peaceful state? I'd like to see the evidence that this state is a peaceful state, because it seems to me that everything the state does is backed by aggressive violence. I'd love to see them.
Contempt of court. That's what we'll say.
With the low level of crime in this, the people are still dying.
Sure. Some of them dying because they can't get access to their medicine.
What's the ratio of people dying to people just being beat up? You know, and you know, I mean, this poor, well, there's recently the Dan Shaver or something in Arizona, and then
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about there.
Mesa.
The guy that got shot down in the hotel hallway by the cops in Mesa, Arizona.
You know, of course, I can't blame that on the New Hampshire cops, but there have been people dying, and
of course,
the probably even the guy that shot that cop, you know, they're making a big deal in Manchester there. Going back, he's on death row, right? Whatever his name is, the black guy. You know, they've got him on death row. And you know, would he have been there if there wasn't a drug war?
Yeah, and I'd also like to know, where is... Even if you could prove that the state was peaceful, which I don't think you can.
No,
because
or depending on violence.
Its tool is violence. But even if you could prove that the state is peaceful, I would love to see how they prove that its peace was in some way violated by the fact that somebody was driving to work, or somebody had a bag of marijuana, or somebody was walking down the street inebriated. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I've talked to many of people. I had a year in Berlin.
I thought you had 2 years that you had to sit up in prison.
I did two. Well, 13 months actually.
Okay.
And then I was on home confinement.
I see.
For 11 months.
Did you have to motion the judge to allow that?
They actually automatically put in the paperwork for me. Huh. No, well, not automatically. I had to ask for it.
How many other guys were in state prison for driving? Because that's what you got popped for.
There are bunches of them. Yeah. I couldn't believe how many.
Well, I believe it.
you know,
it's mandatory minimums. I mean, so people trying to go to work. I remember I was in jail when I was in for civil disobedience. I wasn't in prison. I was just in jail, so the county jail. But there was a guy in there with a longer sentence than anybody else for driving. He was there for a solid year and got that as a minimum sentence. He was just going to work. You know, he wasn't driving drunk. The drunk drivers were in there for 20 days, 30 days. He was there for a whole year because he was trying to go to Bickford's, where he was the manager and, you know, a restaurant chain up here in New England. Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Nice guy. You know, he didn't hurt anybody. Just trying to take care of his kids. You know, but, oh, you had a ticket that you received in Massachusetts back in the 1990s for $50 that you never paid, so now you go to prison or go to jail for an entire year. That's what happened to you.
Show me on this map where I hurt your peace and dignity.
That would be hilarious to try that in court. Oh, my God. I don't know if I should try that on Tuesday. I've got like six pages of questions for the cop in the misuse of plates case. It's going to be fun. If I get through them all without the judge threatening me with, like, contempt of court or something like
so
that.
So do I need to be on standby to do the show Tuesday night?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's probably not going to... Because, I mean, it's just a violation-level offense, so the only way I would go to jail is if I refuse to pay the fine, which I will refuse if I am found guilty and fined.
Or contempt of court.
Or contempt. Contempt's always a possibility when you're dealing with
psychopaths. Especially with you.
I haven't gotten a contempt charge since 2007, mind you, just so you know. It was three in a row on the day in question in 2007, but 2008, anyway, one of those years. It's been about a decade since I've had a contempt charge, so I'm a little better behaved in court than I was back then. But, you know, you can ask a lot of questions. Like Adamo was saying earlier, when you're your attorney, when you don't actually have an attorney representing you, the scope of the questions that you can get away with is a little bit wider, and they tend to give you a little leeway simply because they know you don't know what you're doing.
But they also wind up, and by they, I mean the judge, will also give the prosecution more leeway on asking you things totally irrelevant to whatever you were charged with.
True. Well, one of the fun parts about what I'm going to get, I got a misuse of plates charge coming up on Tuesday, is that since the plate in question was a Shire plate, we're going to get to talk about the Shire Society, or I'm going to try,
in theory,
because it should be within scope, because the plate says the Shire on it. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Allegedly. Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you want to help Free Talk Live, help us get on new radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board with this program, you can do that, and you can easily do it by going to amp.freetalklive.com with any major credit card and PayPal. Also, Bitcoin Core, we will accept those options for amping at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And you get cool perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast forum, and more. Head on over to, or excuse me, it's not an amp-only forum. You get a forum, you get a badge on the forum. We could make an amp-only forum, and if there's enough demand for it, I can do that. I just don't know if there's enough demand for it yet. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. There's an amp-only Facebook group that still exists. I'm going to have somebody else this weekend. Normally on weekends is when I do all the AMP processing, so like whoever signs up or quits, because sometimes people, you know, they fall on hard times and they have to cancel their AMP.
Yep.
So whoever joins or leaves, I always have to kind of manually process that. I usually do it on the weekends, and normally part of that processing is me going onto Facebook and adding people into the AMP-only Facebook group, but I'm not going to be able to do that because I've quit Facebook.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, it feels so good.
Not it.
As of the new year, I already asked Johnson. I didn't want to burden you with any extra work, Daryl. So, yeah, I'm going to have one of our co-hosts who's still in Facebook go and add people to the AMP-only Facebook group. Because it really was like a busy group, and it is a good group. Like, it's one of the reasons why I kept having the excuse of, well, I need to stay on Facebook because of the AMP group. I don't want to be rude to the listeners and, you know, not be in this group. And eventually I was just like, F it. I'm just leaving. I don't want to be on Facebook anymore. I'm sorry to everybody who is in that group. But if you want to contact me, you know, you can always email. And then also I'm on the Free Talk Live forum, and I'm on there every single day. You're on there pretty frequently, Chris.
I just made a post the other day, actually.
Excellent. Daryl, you have an account there. I don't know how often. Yeah, you do post on the newbies.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the introduction posts, you'll post. Welcome.
Yeah, and I'll, you know, check all of the things. I don't necessarily comment on everything that's posted, but yeah, I'll comment occasionally.
There's some good conversations going on over there at the Free Talk Live forum. And again, if you're an amplifier, you get a special badge. So everybody knows it. you head over to forum.freetalklive.com and you can get interactive there. Whether you're an amplifier or not, it's open to anybody. So keep that in mind over at forum.freetalklive.com. There's cryptocurrency-related subforums, New Hampshire activism-related subforums, and others. So go and check that out. And then, again, please amp the show. It helps us get on new radio stations, which we're going to be announcing a couple new ones, I think, here in the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
Including a decent-sized market. I won't say which one or where, but you'll hear about it once we you'll hear about it soon enough. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Ricky is in the Commonwealth, and he's on via Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you, brother Ian. I really appreciate that. You know, I heard Brother Stephen from Ohio come in a little while ago there. You know, he was calling me about some things. I wanted to chime in on that if I could.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I will say, regardless of the way I'm treated here, I will say the way you're treated. Yeah, I tend to be treated somewhat poorly, but that's okay.
You mean, like, we let you on a nationally syndicated radio show to ramble incoherently, and that's poor treatment? Because most people would screen you right out, just so you know.
Well, who's going to screen the people who aren't fact-checking things? But that ain't what I'm talking about there, Ian. No, you. I don't even hear it. There's more important things. There's more important things to talk about.
All right, pick one. Pick one more important thing.
Let's see here. Firearms.
Because I agree with you.
Firearms.
Okay.
Now, I heard Brother Stephen talking, and I will say, no, it's not exactly as bad as in Pennsylvania as he's saying it. But I will tell you this. There is issues. The only thing they do require is from an FFL for a handgun. But private sales are still there. You know, and all of that junk. But let me tell you something. My answer to all of this, I'm not happy with any of this.
Okay.
One of the reasons why the Fed is now sent someone after yours truly is because of this flag I wear. And the fact is, part of Confederacy is rights. And I'm drawing a lot of attention because the way I overcome things.
So you're wearing, for listeners that may not be familiar, you are talking about that you wear a Confederate flag. And now you're claiming somebody's after you? Who's after you?
I told you. I know for a fact it's someone from the FBI.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? Oh, let's see here. The lady that he was talking to investigating yours truly, he pulled a gun on her, and she put a restraining order against her. No, she's an idiot.
So wait a minute. Why did an FBI agent pull a gun on a lady they were talking to about you?
You know what? I'm not even going to bother Ian because you're just trying to set me up.
All right, I'm not going to either. Thanks for the call.
Is he a media personality of some kind,
Ricky?
Somewhere, like on YouTube? I don't know.
We should ask him.
No.
I want to see it.
It's so far out there. Unless
I wish
he would have
asked before I hung up the
some
phone.
Sort of media personality. Like if he was a media personality, okay, I can.
Well,
maybe
he is.
See
he's on Free Talk Live every night. I mean,
that's true.
Whether he intended to be a media personality or not, he is one.
Yeah. I'm not seeing this, and I'm on every Friday.
If you call this show to the point where you're recognizable, because if you just call it once, nobody's going to remember.
Right.
But if you call to the point where everybody knows who you are by the sound of your voice, then you are a media personality. You are no longer a private person, I think, at that point.
Yeah, fair enough.
And he called in last night to make a similar claim of... You know, because he calls in to Free Talk Live and talks about things, some FBI agent, but it might be CIA, and he thought that Chris might know because Chris was former military.
All right, there you go. There's your dose of Ricky, whether you wanted it or not. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming up, we've got this border story, which I'm particularly interested in, given that I will be crossing said border in a matter of weeks.
Right. Yeah, where are you going?
I'm going to Acapulco, which I mentioned earlier, Acapulco, Mexico. Getting into Mexico, you really don't have to worry about them searching through. I mean, sure, they can if they want to, but I've never heard of that happening. Maybe it does happen, but I haven't heard of it. But it is not unheard of for the U.S. federal government to demand your device, your devices, your laptop, your cell phone, and demand further that you unlock it for them so they can go poke around and see what's on the inside.
Yep.
And there's some sort of news, Daryl, that you're going to be sharing with us about
yes.
that.
New guidance.
From the bureaucracy themselves.
From
to
the
bureaucracy.
Customs and Border Protection. They issued new guidelines, and I actually pulled up the
CBP
12-page thing that is the CBP Directive Number 3340-049A.
Okay.
And I'm not going to read
Thank the 12-page thing.
They also issued, you know, a press release sort of thing saying, we issued this release, and then The Hill has, you know, written an article and gotten quotes.
Because it was annoying as hell last year. Before crossing the border, I had to basically sanitize the entire, you know, device that I had. I didn't want, you know, Bitcoin wallets or, you know, anything. I didn't want them to be able to go through my emails or whatever.
And do you have the encryption on?
Huh?
Do you have encryption on your phone?
You will be forced to put a password in.
Can they obligate you?
Or they will take your phone.
They will take your phone. I know Correct. They can take your phone if you don't, but I would probably refuse.
Well, that's fine.
Me personally.
Just be ready to not have a phone when you go through.
Oh yeah.
The border.
Yeah. I would take a throwaway phone and then let them take it. Just a cheap throwaway phone and have it encrypted in.
Well, the problem is. You know, a throwaway phone isn't going to do you any good in Mexico. So, I actually this year,
actually my phone probably won't anyway because it's prepaid. So,
I've jumped on I've completely dived completely headfirst into the Google world and gotten the Google phone now at this point.
Oh,
since
boy.
I already have Google this and Google that, I figured, all right, I'll go all the way. My roommate got one of these Project Fi phones that is supposed to work in international places. So last year during Acapulco, it sucked because I had no way of making a phone call or receiving a phone call. My phone could get on Wi-Fi at the hotel, but it couldn't call through the Wi-Fi or anything like that. And this Google Project Fi thing actually allows you to use your phone in like 130 countries for the same like $10 a gigabyte data fee. So you don't get increased fees. They're also not lower because they might normally be lower in another country if you were to like buy that country's phone,
right?
But still, you get that flat fee, and it can actually make calls over Wi-Fi. So if I'm on the hotel Wi-Fi or not, if I'm halfway across Acapulco, I should be able to get data on whatever, you know, local services that there are.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll actually have a usable phone if this thing pans out. But again, getting through the border is a whole other question. We're going to talk about what the changes are supposed to be coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.